WGEL presents Homegrown Music. Swamp, December.
Yes, sir. December, I'm
last
here.
Month of the year. We got some real good local homegrown music today.
Oh, yeah. Just like always, yeah.
Yeah, like always.
It, certainly.
Yeah, and tell me about this first guy coming up here, because he is singing smooth.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine that I met years ago, back when Greenville College was still GC, not GU. Early days, probably early 70s, and kind of a small network of people who were singer-songwriters, and they let me hang around them and all. So this guy still lives in Savoy, Illinois, which is up around Champagne, Champagne, or Shampoo Banana, whatever you want to call it. I think they moved
Chimpanzee, yes.
Yeah. You, whatever you want to call it. I think you start calling Urbana Champagne just to give Urbana some equal time, maybe.
I think so. I think Urbana deserves whatever Urbana gets.
It's up that way anyway. Kind of know that. Yeah, but anyway, Birch, Jim Birch is his name, and he's worried that you play him on the radio, is going to be heading for superstardom. So
that could very well happen.
Well, it could happen. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I don't know.
Yeah, with this song, it's got a shot.
But anyway, it's a nice song, and this is one he recorded in Nashville with a session man named Craig Fletcher, who's appeared on another, we played another song by Jim here a while back. It's called Smoky Filled Rooms.
And that was good.
I think that's good. And this is a nice one, too. And it's called She Never Lets Me Go, which I guess could be bad or good.
That
depends on who she is. I don't know. I don't know. Let's listen to the song and find out.
All right, let's do it.
That's Jim Birch.
There's a thing I want to say about someone in my life, and I don't know how to say it and be sure it comes out right, 'cause some things are hard to say, and I'm just a common man. Heaven knows there's a woman that I love, and I hope to God above that she never lets me go. Well, it's not the way she moves, though I like her gentle ways, and it's not the way she talks, though I could talk with her for days. If I could point to just one thing that makes me love her with my heart, mind, and soul, well, the only thing I see when she's holding on to me is how she never lets me go. And she says what's done is done. She always leaves the past where it lies. She never lets tomorrow interrupt into our lives. If she's ever let me down, well, she never let it show. And I hope to God and pray that I never see the day that she ever lets me go. Now I think that what I've said may have seemed a little dumb, but I think that for our lives, well, the best is yet to come. And for all the reasons why, there is only one I'm really sure I know, and the only thing I see when she's holding on to me is how she never lets me go. And she says what's done is done. She always leaves the past where it lies. She never lets tomorrow interrupt into our lives. If she's ever let me down, well, she never let it show. And I hope to God and pray that I never see the day that she ever lets me go.
Oh, Okay Swamp, good music from Jim Birch.
Yeah, Jim Birch, a guy from Savoy, Illinois, up around Champaign. And the next artist we want to feature is none other than Allison Krauss, who was a Champaign gal back in her younger days. I think she was born someplace right around there. And finally moved out and went down to Nashville with her family there, so, which most people do eventually if they want to really make it in the business, and she's done fairly well. This is from a 2007 album with Robert Plant, who was kind of an idol of mine when I was a kid, a teenager. He played with a band you might have heard of called Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin one time. And there's a little bit of a story behind this. I saw Allison in 2008, and she was on tour with Robert Plant. And friends of mine made a big banner. We were at the Fox Theater, and it said, Swamp is here. I was kind of embarrassed by it. It was like a big beach towel, and they hung it over the Fox Theater. I thought, well, if it works, so.
This was not professionally painted.
It's not professional. It was spray paint with on a big beach towel. They put it up on the, we were on the second floor there in the Fox Theater, and she didn't pay attention. And at the end of the show, they were showing a light up in the balcony. She's like, oh, Swamp, yeah, come on down. And so I had a usher came up and took me down, and so I got to see the show from the side. About the last three songs, I guess, and then I got to talk to her again. Just had a lot of fun with her, and caught up on some friends we had in common from years ago. Lo and behold, Robert Plant was standing over there and drinking a very cheap beer. My first...
This was not an Anheuser-Busch product yet, huh?
No, it was much less than Anheuser-Busch.
Whoa.
I won't even name the beer they was drinking. But
it wasn't one of those beers from down south of the border.
I don't know where it came from. There's some around here. I don't want to promote this
okay. We won't do it.
It's a very, 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 very cheap beer, which I was kind of surprised that he was drinking. But anyway, my first inclination was, hey, Robert, which might have been the wrong approach, so let's go around the corner and I'll buy you a good beer. But I didn't do that. So I had the album.
And those beers aren't cheap down at the Fox, big boy.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, buddy. Tell me about it. So anyway.
Take out a loan or something.
You betcha. Not as bad as ballpark beer, I think, or worse, maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. But anyway, I went over. I had the album that Allison and I did back in 85, which is Different Strokes. And I was going to have it signed by her for a friend of mine. And then it's kind of an icebreaker with Plant. And Plant looked at it and had our pictures on it. And then the first thing Plant says, you're much better looking back in those days. And I felt like saying, well, but I didn't say anything. And I held my tongue for once in my life, and then
he didn't know how riled up you can get.
Should have said, "Hey, I think I get better looking as the years go by." That's my opinion, you know. So one of those deals. But anyway, he talked for a little bit, and then finally, I didn't want to get too silly with him. I said, "Well, you know, Led Zeppelin was like the soundscape of my adolescence," and he said, "Yeah, it's kind of like when we met Elvis. I guess the Led Zeppelin guys met Elvis one time." But, was their heroes, and a lot of the English guys of a certain generation, it was Elvis and Chuck Berry and all those kind of guys from the 50s, yeah. and the blues guys like Muddy Waters and all those guys too. So anyway, we got to chat a little bit. So,
and he did this whole album with Allison.
Yeah, and then they're kind of promoting this at the time. This is from 2007, the album, and this is 2008 when I saw them, but they only did one album. It was rumored that they would do another one, which never came to be, but anyway, we have some proof that
they did
the first one together. So
we're going to do a couple from Allison. What's the first one, Swamp?
It's called Please Read the Letter.
Please Read the Letter. Here it comes. Read the Letter.
Just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out. We needed so much more. Too late, a fool could read the signs. better check between the lines. Please read the letter. I wrote it in my sleep with help and consultation from the angels of the deep.
Reading that letter, Swamp.
Reading the letter, what do you think about that?
That was good. That was, yep. Yeah. We're going to do another one here.
I think they have a future in music, maybe.
I think they both have a future and a past. Which
and a past.
You can't make a comeback if you ain't been nowhere.
That's true.
Good friend of mine used to say a lot.
Yeah.
All right, what's the second
cut? Okay, the other one is called Killing the Blues.
Killing the Blues. The Blues.
Hope they don't kill too bad. But
no, don't kill them all.
Not totally.
it could cause a hockey riot or
that's
something.
That's right, yeah. Hey, right,
let's
right.
not do that.
Which blues are you talking about?
Well, the bad blues. Cover the bad blues. Killing the Blues, Swamp.
Killing the Blues, yep.
All right. What's we got a guy from where'd you say he was from?
I think I've heard this guy was from around the Metro East area down there.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, Belleville, that sort of thing. I don't really know. I've heard that about him. I came across his recordings back in the early 80s, and I always liked him. I don't know if he's still very active or not. His name is Joel Mavis, and mostly he's a guitar player. He's singer-songwriter, guitar player, plays banjo really well. We're not going to hear any banjo tonight, but kind of a multi-instrumentalist, and this song might be a little bit dated, but if you're old enough, you might remember when Ed McMahon was roaming the country giving people money. You remember that?
Yeah.
I never got any. Did you ever get any?
I looked for him occasionally. And, yep. Yeah.
You know what the deal was? I mean, Ed McMahon knocks on your door and bingo.
Bingo, there you are. Yes.
You're a multi-zillionaire.
Yeah,
or
right.
I guess it happened to somebody.
I hope so.
Anyway, Joel Mavis wrote this song called Lucky, Lucky You. So
Lucky, Lucky.
So Ed is never longer with us, so it won't be Ed McMahon ringing your door.
Okay. Well, here
maybe somebody else will.
Lucky us. Here we go.
Well, I got me a letter just the other day. I nearly threw the dang thing away. But the envelope said, I got something important to say. So I opened up the letter and I read the page. It said, are you tired of the same old wage? Then you might be happy to hear what I've got to say. You may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. But you may already be the lucky one. Well, you never know until you try. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Now, I thought about that for a little while. I thought a little longer and it made me smile. You're telling me something, Ed, that I already knew. 'Cause you can try for fortune, you can try for fame, but the winner is the man who enjoys the game. It ain't the things that you got, it's the things that you go through. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. And you may already be the lucky one. I can see it in your eyes. And you may already have what everybody wants to have come true. And you may already be a winner. But lucky, lucky you. Time counting sheep, trying to sleep that American sleep, wishing they could dream a little piece of that American dream. If they could only open up their eyes and see, the best things in life are practically free, and the rich and the famous ain't half as happy as they seem. See it in your eyes. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you.
Lucky, lucky you, Swan.
That was it. Lucky, lucky you.
Very good. Let's say you said he was quite a picker, and
this
next one will show that off big time.
He sure does, and I don't have enough information. What I have right here, the name of the song is called The Rock Island Rocket, and again, I think he's playing guitar. There's some great fiddling on it and some great mandolin playing, and I don't know who's playing that, but maybe it's just used on the guitar. I kind of tend to think of this as a cross between Orange Blossom Special and the Indian War Hoop, so which are wonderful songs in their own right, but it's got little elements of both those things, and I think you'll spot them if you know those two songs.
Okay, so let's do it. Here it goes.
Rock Line Rocket.
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 Swamp and I agree that it's good to stay on the sunny side of things. Here's a Greenville music legend, Lyle Mayfield, singing about the sunny side.
There's a dark and a terrible sunlight. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side you own. So maybe so keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day, it will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
something from a live performance by Taylor Steele. You'll hear some good beats and some good music here from Taylor, and this is one of her tunes, Look Into My Soul by Taylor Steele, right here on WGEL's Homegrown Music. Man that has put together a band, and he calls it the Kerry Miller Band. It's Kerry Miller and the Kerry Miller Band, and you can catch Kerry all over our area here. He's played in a lot of different places in Bond and Fayette County, and we caught him the other night here in Bond County doing a solo. This song, Kerry Miller with the Kerry Miller Band, it's called 100 Proof.
Too much, but it just feels so damn good. I love too much, just care to listen, it just hurts so much. I can feel it coming down like a hammer today, like old John Henry swinging. Well, I think too much, I listen too little.
Coming in here.
Yeah, new guy. I don't know him real well. I met up with him a couple years ago. And another small world thing is his father was one of my professors at SIUE. And he's passed on now. But a few years ago, I met this guy. And I asked him if his father was Jules Zanger. He said, yeah. And his name is Mike Zanger. So I apparently knew his father pretty well. And met up with him again not too long ago, just a few weeks back. And I said, do you have a CD? He said, yeah, here it is. And so this is Michael Zanger. I think he's a real good singer-songwriter. He writes all his stuff. He plays finger-pick guitar.
Oh, I listened to some of his picking.
The guitar playing's pretty good. And which one are we going to do here, John?
We were going to do the one about where he was not particularly a dancer.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's not much of a dancer.
And but then, he's willing to dance a little bit. I'll come out in the end.
Well, the funny thing, he lists all the things that he won't do, but then, or things he will do, which are probably worse than dancing, I think. Maybe. And we'll find out what happens at the end here.
Yeah, well, that's we're always looking for something at the end.
Sure. I Won't Dance is the name of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's he from?
He's from down north of Edwardsville. He's living now, so pretty close to kind of a hometown guy. So.
Okay.
A little closer than some of the people were playing, anyway. So
you give us, introduce him one more time. So, tell us who he is, man.
Michael Zanger, Z-A-N-G-E-R, Zanger.
Here we go.
And climb a thorny tree for you. Swim a dirty sea for you. Crawl on bloodied knees for you. Most anything you please for you. I'd fight a rabid bear for you, pull out all my hair for you, wear women's underwear for you, but there's one thing that I won't do. I won't dance, I'm not Gene Kelly, I'm no Fred Astaire, let me tap my foot here in my chair.
baby, you ain't getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. I'd change a flat and tire for you. Suffer and perspire for you. Join the Mormon choir for you. I would set myself on fire for you. I'd pick a field of flowers for you. Take an acid shower for you. Climb Rapunzel's tower for you. But there's one thing that I won't do. I won't dance. I'm not Gene Kelly, I'm no Fred Astaire. Just let me tap my foot here in my chair. Baby, you ain't getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. Kool-Aid for you, get my doggy spayed for you, have footwear custom made for you. I'd shop for maxi pads for you and sport the latest fads for you, relinquish my gonads for you, but there's one thing that I won't do. Yeah, there's one thing that I just won't do. I won't dance. No, I'm not Gene Kelly. I'm no Fred Astaire. I just want to tap my foot here in my chair. Baby, you ain't getting me out there. There ain't no way you're getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. You say it's a slow song, huh? And you'll make it worth my while later on tonight? Oh, all right then. Let's go dance.
Okay, that was Michael Zanger.
Michael Zanger, what do you think about that?
Bashful dancer, but...
I guess he finally rose to the occasion there.
He knows how to, he knows what he's doing now, yes.
Maybe he's not Fred Astaire.
He doesn't know how to dance, but.
Maybe he's not Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly. But.
We got our old buddy, Bob Johnson, coming back here. This is a holiday song?
And you got to take into account it's written by Bob Johnson, so. There's probably some twists and turns.
I'll bet there are.
But it's a kind of a holiday song. I know we don't want to get too much into Christmas, but this is for the holiday season here. So.
Well, it is December. Yes.
I tell you what, John, I'd rather hear this than another time of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
We banned that one a long time ago.
Okay, good. Yeah, good for you. I stand behind that policy 100%.
No more grandma songs.
Great. I think this one's better myself.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, see what you think.
What does Bob call this song?
It's called the Sleigh Song.
Slaying
Song.
The Slaying
Song.
The Slaying Song tonight. There you go.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, the night was just perfect. There were stars all around, with a full moon shining, fresh snow on the ground. Should I hitch up old Dobbin and take her for a ride, with the sleigh bells all ringing and my by my side? Everything was just perfect. Everything was just right for a sleigh bell, sleigh riding, sleigh happy night. So we grabbed the food and presents, packed up the sleigh. It was snowing just slightly when we pulled away. Christmas songs. There was joy, there was mirth, there was laughter and glee. Till the north wind started blowing, it turned cold as could be. Well, we stopped at the corner, a car stopped there too, and they proceeded to rob us of our presents and food. They took all our clothes and Dobbin's blanket too. They left us buck naked in a bad Christmas mood. Well, we sped towards the kid's house at a frightening pace, till Dobbin dropped dead, she had lost the last race. We started to walk, the wind cut like a knife, and the snow blew straight at us from the left and the right. There was snow everywhere, there was nothing we can do. We were lost in the fields, we were cold, no clue. So we wandered and wandered till Mama passed away. She died in the snow on Christmas Eve Day. Cry with me now. That's when I felt the presence of my dog's warm tongue. He dragged me to the farmhouse and I've been well to this day. But this time next Christmas I won't be in a sleigh. Cause I got heat,
what?
Heat,
what?
Heat in my Chevy. I got heat,
what?
Heat,
what?
Heat in my Chevy. Little sleighing song that started out so perfectly and ended up all wrong. While other songs speak of joy and glee, that's not the way the sleighing thing turned out for me. I probably ought to tell you Mama finally did survive. The paramedics found her, thanks to them she was revived. If that makes you unhappy cause you like being sad, Dobbin is still dead and I hope that makes you glad.
That was our old friend Bob Johnson.
There you go, Bob. That's his idea of a seasonal song.
Holiday song right there on the homegrown music.
So that's what you get from Bob.
Well, who's up next?
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago you asked me to do a song. We play at the nursing home every couple weeks, and you asked me to play this song, and I play it every once in a while. But I was looking through my files, and this is from 1983, from September 1983, I wanted to show that featured John Hartford, Norman Blake, and Vassar Clements, three of the best pickers ever picked in my book. And it was called Because of Rain, and they had to go in this little shed, like a 4-H shed or something up, and this is in Georgetown, Illinois. It's kind of like a setup like Bond County Fair has. So here's all these great pickers in this little shed trying to get out of the rain. And here's a song that John was kind of known for. And I think the backstory, I heard that he started out with Smothers Brothers writing.
Yeah.
Everybody links him up with Glenn Campbell, and rightfully so, but he was a writer for the Smothers Brothers to begin with when he kind of got his big break in Hollywood and all that. And I heard Tommy Smothers say he'd write a song about a washing machine. Arthur said, okay, and 20 minutes later, half hour later, he came out with this song. So it's one of my favorites. I think it's one of yours.
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
How could it not be?
I'm sitting right next to you, and you're singing it. It's one of my favorites.
It's his experience, man, I tell you.
And so. I can tell everybody that in the audience always goes... Yeah.
Everybody's pretty much dumbfounded when they hear this, I think.
Of their seats.
I think dumbfounded is the word you're looking for.
Oh, no,
John,
no,
so.
No.
Anyway,
no.
This is the author himself playing this song. It was taped live off a boombox back in 83. So.
John Hartford, right?
John Hartford, here
John
you go.
Hartford, formerly a fellow who visited Greenville a lot.
Well, he's around, he lived up in Champaign, Illinois for a couple of years before he went to, down to Nashville, so... Kind of regional kind of guy, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Washing machine.
John Hartford, I think he's simulating the sounds of a dying 1943 Maytag washing machine right there, that last note.
How do you do that?
Very carefully, I guess. I don't know. Do you remember those old-time washing machines, John?
My mom had
one, Maytag.
Yeah.
They kind of bounced around the room, and usually got water on the floor, too, I think. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what he had memories of there.
Lots of water going on.
Keep your hands out of the ringer.
Yeah. Don't put your hands in the ringer.
Don't put your hands in the ringer.
That was one rule of the house.
No, don't do that.
No hands in the ringer.
I put my hand in the ringer. Don't do that.
No. Okay. What do we got today?
Hey, we're coming back to old buddy Jim Birch. We had a song by him earlier. And I think it was She never, I never let her go, or she never lets me go. But this one's a whole different thing. It's called Vegetable Designer. So I think this highlights Jim's kind of odd side, too.
Yeah.
Like Bob Johnson, maybe.
All right. The Vegetable Designer by
Vegetable Designer.
Jim Birch.
Jim Birch from Savoy, Illinois.
I'm from Northern Carolina, and a vegetable designer is the only thing I ever wish to be. And I think I found a model, drinking ketchup from a bottle, and I talked her into going in with me. Oh, I'd better be explaining that it takes a heap of training to be doing what a model has to do. 'Cause it ain't no small tomato looking like an old potato, and it's twice as hard to look like something new. Now what we do for footing is we take a cabbage rootin', we make it into what you've never seen, and we breed it with a beanie, little tiny, very teeny, and we grow it into something called gabine. Or sometimes if we're able, we'll take a random label like artichorn or maybe broccoli squash, and we'll mix a little broccoli with a little artichoke and with something that the maid forgot to wash. Oh, it's quite an undertaking, all these vegetables we're making, that folks will want to buy them is our hope. There's a rumor for an order from the southern Russian border for a load of cumber rut and cantaloupe. So if you are a-going where they've never had them growing, spread the word about our parn and Pima too. But I think you ought to tell them, we design them, we don't sell them. There's a limit to what even we can do. Ma la 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 la.
That was Jim Birch, and that sort of winds up our program for this December. We haven't had a full year of programs yet, but we'll be coming back in January with another homegrown music.
Sounds good. Well, season's greetings to everybody out there.
WGEL Greenville.